welcome to Still Buffering, a cross-generational guide to the culture that made us. I am Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy. And say your name.
I'm Cooper McElroy.
Yeah,
that's right. Last week, we replaced Baby Sis on our show with Charlie. And so this week, we're replacing Tay-Tay with Cooper. Why didn't I get replaced?
Well, you kind of created the two that did the replacing, so I feel like you have to be there to wrangle, right?
There's a squishy ball. I don't know if you can hear.
She's just squishing it into the microphone.
Yeah, this has become okay.
That's not
all right. That was good. Yeah, that was a good squish you gave everybody. Why do you like that squishy ball so much?
Because it turns white to pink, and I like white and pink, and it's very satisfying.
It's very satisfying.
Very fluffy. Because I think if we cut it open, all that is there is shaving foam.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to find out, but if we cut it open, then we'd have to throw it away afterwards.
Yes, but I already know.
Oh, okay.
She already knows.
Sid. Well, then there's then we don't need to cut it open, right?
Yes.
Well, Cooper, it is Max Fun Drive. That's why we have you as our special guest this week. We're doing something a little different because this is a special time of the year where we ask, and it's the very end. This is at the tail end of Max Fun Drive. So this is our last minute reminder that if you like the things we do, we are a listener-supported network, artist-owned, listener-supported. We count on your donations every month to help us keep making the content that we make it better, make it sound better, make more of it. We really appreciate you. And if you've thought about joining and up until this moment you weren't sure, but you're in a position to, this is it. Because during the Max Fun Drive, we give you prizes for becoming a monthly donor to our network of shows. And the majority of that money, by the way, goes directly to the artists that you listen to. So right now, if you join, $5 a month will get you all kinds of bonus content, more than 500 hours, bonus episodes from every show on the network, from every year we've been doing this. There's higher levels. We'll go over that later. But just last minute reminder, MaximumFun.org/join. This is the time to do it. If you can, please join, become a donor. We so appreciate you if you're already one. If you're upgrading, thank you so much. And Cooper wanted to talk to us about...
Bluey.
Yes.
Bluey.
Bluey.
Cooper, I am so excited to talk about Bluey. If you didn't make us watch it, I was going to make Mommy and Tay-Tay watch it. So I am so excited to talk about Bluey.
Cooper, what do you like most about Bluey?
Because... nothing scary happened, and Bingo is the same age as me and Charlie.
You know what we should do? Some of our listeners may not have ever seen Bluey. Can you tell them what Bluey is about?
You.
You want me to?
Yes.
Okay, so Bluey, it's a family of...
Healers.
Healers, and healers are a kind of...
Dog.
That's right. And there's the mom and the dad.
Who are just mom and dad.
And Bluey and Bingo.
And Bluey and Bingo.
Known as Bandit and Chili.
Yeah, mom and dad are Bandit and Chili.
Good job, known as Bandit and Chili. And Bluey and Bingo are sisters, right?
Yeah, like me and Charlie.
Like you and Charlie. Bluey's the older sister.
And I'm the younger sister.
Do you think you're a lot like Bingo?
Yes, because, Charlie looks better, but I just,
yeah. Charlie likes the batter, but you don't?
Charlie licks the batter?
Yes, I only like vanilla batter, not chocolate.
Well, Charlie doesn't like chocolate either, though.
Or strawberry.
Does Charlie like strawberry batter?
Yes.
Okay.
Was there an episode where Bluey liked batter?
The episode is when they make the duck cake for Bingo.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. How did that cake turn out?
Squishy.
But I bet it tasted pretty good, huh?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite episode of Bluey?
Yes. Two.
Okay.
Two.
Do you want to mention them?
Yeah, what are they?
The creek and the... The creek and... what's the episode when...
What happens? Maybe I can help you figure it out.
And, when the, Bluey, grabs Bingo's toothbrush and, like, does this and does, like, woo.
The teasing one?
Teasing.
Oh, interesting. Those are your two I didn't know that. So in the creek, they leave the playground.
And go to the...
Creek.
Yeah.
Why do you, and they find out there's all kinds of adventures at the creek, right?
Yes, they saw a dragonfly, Bluey.
Yeah. Mm. And they get in like the pond. Well, I guess it's the creek is what they get in.
Yeah. And also,
all the creeks.
Bingo makes Bandit a mud mask. Yeah. Like Ashley puts it on him and then does this. Gets a bowl, and then make a bowl, and then get some water, and splash it on his face.
Oh my gosh.
Wash it off and like does, oh, what clean skin you have.
Have you seen this episode, baby sis?
I haven't seen this episode.
It's not new for me. I have seen it.
Oh.
Cooper, can I tell you what my favorite is?
What?
Okay, it's Takeaway.
My favorite too.
That's your favorite too? Do you know why I love
it? It's my second favorite.
Oh, okay. Do you know why I love that one so much?
Because Bingo goes to the bathroom and a bush wee.
Bingo does a bush wee. Because Bingo has to go to the potty so bad.
What's your favorite part?
Of the episode?
Yes.
When Bingo does a bush wee. Because remember you and I, when you were little, baby sis, we were at the beach and we were all outside and it was raining. And you said you wanted to do a bush wee.
I didn't.
But that didn't happen, right?
That didn't.
Okay. That
you
didn't happen.
Fibbing. Yeah.
Stop yeah.
fibbing.
Don't fib, baby sis.
Okay.
I like Takeaway too, because when I watch Bluey, I really connect with the parents. Mm-hmm. And in Takeaway, the dad, Bandit, takes Bluey and Bingo to pick up some Chinese takeout food. Mm-hmm. And somehow everything falls apart while they're just waiting for the food, right?
Yeah.
And it gets spilled and messes are made and there's a faucet outside that won't turn off. Anyway, the way everything falls apart so quickly and completely.
Yes.
It's really true to life.
And then out of nowhere, when everything's falling apart, when they just stop to ask, like, what would happen if this water kept running forever and the entire planet flooded? They just ask you the worst questions at the worst time.
I think what I think about Bluey is the part when Bingo says, Bandit says, Bingo, do you want a drink too? And Bingo says, no thanks. And then a few hours later, Dad, I want a drink!
Yes, this is definitely true.
That's pretty good.
This happens all the time.
Sounds like you.
Do you want this, Cooper? No, I don't. I get it for Charlie. And then Cooper says, hey, I wanted that. That happens, doesn't it?
Like the time when Charlie got ramen, soy sauce ramen, and...
soy sauce
like,
ramen.
And Mom and Daddy was like, do you want some? And I was like, no, thanks. And a few hours later... When Charlie's still eating it, I want soy sauce ramen!
We love soy sauce ramen in this house.
Yeah! I mean, it's good.
What did you, would you like to share, by the way? I know this isn't about Bluey, but what did you have for breakfast this morning? It's okay. I gave it to you. So if anybody's going to judge anyone, they'll judge me. They won't judge you.
I had nothing.
Yes, you had breakfast. What were you eating right before we came down? It was leftover from last night.
Pizza.
Pizza?
Cooper had pizza for breakfast. And do you remember what Charlie had for breakfast?
Chicken pot pie.
A chicken pot pie.
Well.
And I want some right now.
Pizza or chicken pot pie?
Chicken pot pie!
Cooper usually orders her pizza with no cheese.
Uh-huh.
Just sauce.
Right.
Bread and sauce.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Any other toppings?
Nope. And this morning she said, I want some of my pizza from last night for breakfast, but could you sprinkle some cheese on top of it and melt it?
Oh my gosh.
Because I think that would taste better.
So does Cooper now like pizza with cheese?
No!
Well, you ate it.
Cooper, do you know what I had?
I didn't like it. I had to because it was my snack.
Oh.
Well, I will say that the pizza you had this morning with the sprinkled cheese freshly melted on top, I think that's better, right?
No, I don't like it!
Okay, okay.
You know what I had for breakfast, Cooper? I had a cold calzone.
What does that mean?
Cooper, you don't know what a calzone is?
What?
It's like if you took a pizza and folded it over so it was all dough on the outside. Like a big like Hot Pocket.
Yeah. Like take a pizza and fold it in half. What do you think of that?
I had that one time. Feet foot.
Oh, that's her foot.
That's okay. Her foot.
Her foot has entered the show.
All right.
Hey, can I ask you something?
What is it?
Okay, Cooper.
The feet foot cannot speak into the microphone.
Yes, it can.
I have a very serious question to ask you about Bluey.
What is it?
I feel like Bluey and Bingo's parents play with them so much and are so completely committed to the pretending
mm-hmm.
that it sets a really high bar for all us parents watching at home.
Okay, well.
Do you ever think that your parents aren't as fun as Bandit and Chili, or that we're kind of bummers or they're cooler? What do you think?
My parents are,
Do you think that those parents are more fun than your parents? Coop?
No.
Okay.
You think your parents are more fun?
Yes.
Are you trying to get something?
Can I tell you my favorite Bandit and Chili moment is when it's pretty heavily insinuated that they are maybe hungover.
Yes.
And they were at Stripes' pool party and they're tired. They're laying on the ground to be whales. Is that what it is?
Yep. Do you remember that one, Cooper, when they're pretending to be whales?
They're hungover?
They're tired.
No, they're tired.
I'm going to be hungover.
I'm going to be hungover. I'm going to drink a bunch of different drinks.
Okay, so I don't feel so bad about... Hold on, Cooper, honey. That won't come off right now.
Ah!
I don't...
Cooper, where'd you... Cooper, where'd you hear that song?
Baby love, I think it's a little too kind. Taylor Swift.
A Bejeweled music video.
Okay. Well, I just would like to clarify that she's learned the word hungover from Taylor Swift, not... Which means she's learned it from Riley, really.
Yeah, that's on me. Yeah, oh, this is a good angle, just looking at Coop's head. Mm.
Okay, well, while you stare at Coop's head, I just want to briefly remind our listeners that it is the Max Fun Drive. That's why we're bringing you this very special episode where Cooper is telling us about Bluey and Taylor Swift and hangovers. It is the time where we come to you, our listeners, and say, hey, if you like what we do, please consider donating. Please consider becoming a monthly member at $5 a month. Right now you get gifts when you join. So at $5 a month, you get tons of bonus content, 500 hours of bonus content from all the shows, from all the years. It's a great deal. There's so much to offer. Everybody's doing such cool, fun stuff. If you want to go a level up, $10 a month, you get all that bonus content. Plus, you get one of our 37 restickable stickers that were designed by artist Olivia Fields. The sticker for Still Buffering is a cute little, collage? Cute little mingling of
CD
music
player.
Technologies from the years.
A cassette.
What do we have? We have
an iPod, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, an iPod, a Walkman,
tape player,
and a Discman.
So it's, a great it's super cute, and like I said, they're restickable. So I know it's hard. Like, I'll put one on my laptop and think, well, now that's there forever. Well, you don't have to worry with these stickers. And there's one from every show for you to choose. And there are higher levels as well. This is also a great time to upgrade your membership. If you've been doing one level and you're like, I'm in a position to do higher, and I love that gift.
Mom's.
Then upgrading will get you the same great gifts.
Exactly. Do you like the stickers, Cooper? Okay.
Yes.
Well, there you go. She does. MaximumFun.org/join. This is the time to do it. MaximumFun.org/join. Thank you so much. If you've joined this drive, if you're already a donor, we really appreciate you. We couldn't do this without you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Cooper. Wow. Cooper, can I tell you about an episode of Bluey I like?
Yeah, no, we heard my favorite and Cooper's favorite. We need to know Mommy's favorite.
Bye.
Are you done?
Yes.
Do you want to say anything to our listeners before you take off?
Bicycles.
Bicycles?
I think she said bisuckers.
Suckers.
Oh. Where are you going upstairs?
Yes. She just left. He's walked this out.
I'll be honest, this was about what I figured we'd get.
Yeah, no, I didn't think we'd last a full 30 minutes with Coop.
Yeah.
Well, you can tell me about your favorite episode of Bluey, Sid.
I'll tell you about my favorite episode. I to be honest, I really didn't think we'd keep Coop the whole episode, but that's okay. Yeah. I wanted to hear her thoughts on Bluey. We obviously watch a ton in this house, and Riley, your generation seems to have embraced Bluey.
Yeah.
All on its own.
It's interesting because I would not have known about Bluey and would not have started watching it myself if it wasn't for you and your children. It is not something I would have stumbled upon myself because I only knew about it because they would watch it on TV and I would be in the room while they did. So it's interesting to me that so many people my age that don't have children or nieces, or nephews or whatever in constant contact with them that have still found it.
Mm-hmm. I get, like, it definitely appeals to adults.
Mm-hmm.
And not in, like, the raunchy way that a lot of cartoons will, like, historically have tried to appeal to adults secretly with, like, little hidden innuendos and things that like, that's for you, Mom and Dad.
Right.
We know you're watching.
Yeah.
That is not what Bluey is doing. It's more about I had to think about this a lot because a lot about it is about parenting.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot to connect with if you're a parent. But it's also sort of through the way that they appeal to parents, they're making you kind of reflect on growing up and childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if that's why someone like you, Riley, who you're not a parent, but obviously it speaks to you. I wonder if that's what they're drawing on.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that talk about it on, TikTok that are my age will say, like, it makes them remember maybe a childhood that, like, if they had had a teacher or parent or whatever be that way with them as the parents are and the adults are in Bluey, it would have been, like a very different growing up experience, and that it makes a lot of people more hopeful, I guess, for kids today.
It's interesting. I will say that as a parent, I recognize some of the techniques they use, like the parenting sort of ideas that are being represented in the show. Sometimes I'll see Chili or Bandit interacting with their kids in a way that I'm like, oh, okay, I know what you're doing. I understand that. Yeah, that's how you're supposed to handle that situation. Or yes, I have done that too. But it's also nice for self-reflection. Like, you know, I should try to be more patient about that. I should try to approach things more like that. Mm-hmm. I'm bad about being too overly concerned with the kids ever like getting injured or being scared. And I'm not a helicopter parent, but that definitely is the thing I have to hold back.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see parents who are allowing their children as much independence as Chili and Bandit do, it's a good reminder to keep myself in check and say, look, that's okay. Let your kids, you know, push the boundaries a little bit. You don't want them to be afraid. It is a helpful tool as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
If they're doing it right, I guess. I guess we're counting on the cartoon dogs to be getting it right.
I mean, the cartoon dogs seem to do a pretty good job, in my opinion. I'm not a parent. I don't know.
I mean, you know, their kids are pretty cool. I don't know. But I'm also biased because I feel like their children are a lot like mine.
They are a lot like your children. Well, I think they're very accurate and more realistic representations of what little kids are. I know they're dogs, but like the way that they speak and talk and interact with each other, I think is a lot more realistic as to what I've seen with your kids than a lot of ways that little kids are portrayed in cartoons and in shows. They're not always, you know, sweet and nice, but they're not also always like, you know, being monsters and tearing everything up. I feel like those are the two extremes on TV, and they're a good balance.
Well, I do think that's true, because when they hit a moment of understanding, if they've done something wrong or hurt someone's feelings, or like especially in their sibling relationship, it's not this like they used to kind of show us on kids shows, like, I understand now, mm-hmm. you know, and like this kind of, I'm going to say out loud all the things I understand about life and relationships or whatever now, because it's not like that with kids. It's just like a moment of like, there's something I'm missing here.
Right.
But I do know that I don't want this other person to feel bad. I know that. I don't understand what the implications of that are, mm-hmm. but I do understand that them feeling bad makes me feel bad, and that I care about that.
Yeah.
And that's about what you hope for mm-hmm. when they're really little, you know?
I think one empathy. Of my, I don't know what the episode is called now that I'm thinking about it, but it's when Dad is trying to get both Bluey and Bingo to school on time and is running late with them, and takes Bingo to school and does wind up Bingo when she goes in the door, even though they're already running late, and they get in the car, and Bluey says, would something bad have happened if, or would we be on time if you hadn't done wind up Bingo with Bingo? And he says, probably. And she says, well, what would have happened if you didn't do it? And he says, well, probably nothing. And then she says, well, why'd you do it? He said, well, it makes her happy. And it was like that little moment of like Bluey understanding she was going to be late for school because her dad did something to make her sister happy. She was like, oh, yes, okay.
There's one where Chili is trying to make, I believe it's an omelet.
Yes. And Bingo wants to help. Yes. Because Bandit's up in the bed just yelling about how hungry he is.
And Bingo wants to help, and it's slowing everything down, and she's getting it wrong. And that impulse that Chili is fighting to just say, let me just finish this. Oh, that mm-hmm. I connected with that. So I have had so many moments where I've just wanted to say, why don't you just let me do this for a second?
Yeah.
But it's important. And I know it's important, but it feels nice to be seen in that way, too. Like there's one where Chili has to take 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
She just needs 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The kids understood that too. Like sometimes Charlie and Cooper will look at me and say like, do you just need 20 minutes? And what that means is I can sense that you're frustrated and overwhelmed and are having trouble doing the mom thing right now.
Yeah.
Do you need 20 minutes to go pull yourself together? And it's kind of a nice shorthand now in our house for like, yes, I need 20 minutes
right.
and I'll be fine.
So I assume that means then that out of all the characters in Bluey, you identify most with Chili.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. There's the one, the baby race.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where the other mom tells her she's doing a great job. Mm-hmm. Every time I watch that episode, I cry.
Yeah. Because she has like the flashbacks, right? To like Bluey being, you know, not being ahead of all the other kids in her little baby class, and
uh-huh.
Her feeling like a bad mom.
that worry that, like, if your kid isn't at the front mm-hmm. of whatever the pack is, whatever is happening, whatever the next milestone or whatever, that somehow you're the one, not only are you messing up, but, like, you're messing up forever.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fix what you're breaking and you're trying so hard and you can't get it right. Oof.
Yeah.
Every time it makes me cry. That's not, I will say my favorite episode though is Flat Pack.
Oh, I knew that was your favorite. I rewatched it the other day because I knew that was your favorite. So I wanted to watch it before we talked about it here. And it did make me cry.
It's just fantastic. It's about Chili and Bandit building a porch swing and mm-hmm. Bluey and Bingo playing with the box and the packing materials and stuff. And I don't know how to describe that it somehow covers all of a human lifespan and all of evolutionary history
mm-hmm.
in that episode, but yeah. they do.
Because they keep getting more stuff added into what they're playing with. It's like they're opening boxes and stuff. They get more styrofoam and more cardboard or whatever. And they go from playing like mom and baby, Bluey and Bingo, to like mom and toddler and then mom and teenager. And then Bingo's flying off in outer space, leaving home for the first time. And Bluey sits up there with the parents like, oh, they grow up so fast.
It's just, oh, it's beautiful.
It is.
Who do you identify most with?
Oh, Muffin. Who we haven't talked about yet, but Muffin is their cousin. Is what, Bandit's brother, Stripe? His,
I think so, yeah.
Two kids are Muffin and Socks. I love Muffin.
Yeah?
Because Muffin is just, the Muffin is a very, I feel like, realistic representation of what kids are a lot of the time when it's just like, they just know exactly what they want and what they want to do. And they aren't being mean or bad intentionally. They just like know what they want and they're trying to communicate like, no, this is how I want to play and this is what I want to do.
Well, it's a level of development that is not, I mean, it's not intentional,
mm-hmm.
which is an important thing again for parents to remember, especially mm-hmm. when you have more than one kid and you're watching them interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
There's a level of development as a kid where you just aren't capable of stopping and thinking about how the person across from you is feeling, or even that they have independent wants and desires mm-hmm. outside of you. Your entire world is inside your head.
Yeah.
And that's a normal stage of development. And I mean, we hope people move past it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know that everyone does.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good range because you have Bluey, who's the oldest, and then you have Bingo, who's slightly younger, but then Muffin and Socks are both younger than both of them, at least from what I figure. They both are younger.
Yeah.
So you have like this good range of ages, and I always love the Pizza Girls episode where Muffin brings her new fancy car that she gets and wants to drive yes. it around and doesn't want to play like regular Pizza Girls with the mud and the old car and everything, wants to play in her new car, but then understands like, oh wait, this would be more fun even if I can't drive around this little, you know, zoomy fast car.
I think it's nice too. The girls really like the episode about romance, mm-hmm. the date one,
mm-hmm.
where they set Chili and Bandit up on the date.
Is that's different from Smoochy Kiss, isn't it?
I think so, because it's the one where they make the special.
Yeah,
they dump a bunch of different foods on a plate and make yeah. Bandit eat it.
That's right.
And the girls love that, and they like to set us up on dates. And it's kind of nice to see, like, here is a healthy, normal relationship between parents
mm-hmm.
who care for each other and care for their kids and give each other space. And I don't know, it's a nice modeling of that for kids to see that, like, mm-hmm. This is a healthy adult relationship.
Right. Yeah.
And they get along with... You see that with like other adults too. I like the community aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
I do. One of the things that they do routinely is call other parents.
Like Lucky's dad.
Yes. Yes, by the name of the kid they know, which is, again, as a parent, you feel so seen.
Yeah.
Because I am definitely like to Charlie's friends, I am Charlie's mom.
Yeah.
To Cooper's friends, I am Cooper's mom. Yeah. And that is it.
Mm-hmm.
That is my entire identity.
Yeah.
And they say that. They'll say, hey, Charlie's mom.
Mm-hmm. They don't need to know your name beyond that. That's just, no. You represent Charlie's extension.
I think that's interesting, too. I wonder if that's a shift, because I feel like there was probably a time where I would have been Mrs. McElroy
mm-hmm.
I'm sure. The neighborhood children. I don't know. That's interesting.
Maybe Charlie's mom. But yeah, I love that they do that, because there's a whole bit about how Lucky's dad plays Pass the Parcel, and it's even the adults start referring to him as Lucky's dad, like doing it Lucky's dad's way. It's so good.
I would recommend it. It's a lot of fun. They're cute. They're short episodes. They're like, what, 11 minutes or something?
Yeah, at the most. They also have even shorter ones they have on Disney Plus on YouTube that are little like 2 minute extra bits. So
if there are children, you definitely, like in your life, if you're a parent or guardian, or if you've got nieces, nephews, you know, friends, kids, whatever, who aren't watching this, I think it's really fun and healthy, and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good. It's one of those shows that, like, I can also recommend to parents that I don't know well
mm-hmm.
and feel totally safe.
They're not going to judge you after they watch it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to turn around and go, you let your kids watch that?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it is somewhat about emotional intelligence. So I also think that, like, it's sort of like the Daniel Tiger test.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a parent who's really against it, that probably tells me all I need to know.
Right. I have yet to meet someone who really hates Bluey.
It's funny. Cooper's already gone, but the teasing episode, it's funny that speaks to her, because we have a lot of conversations about teasing
mm-hmm.
in this house.
And she likes the one where Bluey's teasing Bingo.
Yes.
Yeah.
She connects very strongly with Bingo. She feels like she also is somewhat outshouted by
mm-hmm.
Charlie, who is just naturally very social and gregarious yeah. and, you know, wants to, like, she's just a leader. That is who she is. She tries to take charge of all circumstances and everything. And Cooper is always sort of fighting for, wait, no, mm-hmm. let me.
I often think of them in the episode where there's, is it Mini Bluey? Is that what it's called? The episode
yes.
when they make the Mini Bluey and then make Big Bingo, and Bandit makes a comment about how nice it'd be to have two Bingos all the time instead of two Blueys, and it hurts Bluey's feelings. And then Bingo says, well, no, I'm annoying too. They don't just think you're annoying. They think I'm annoying too. I'm just annoying in my own way. It always makes you think of them like, yeah, I can see that, you know, having two Coopers would certainly be different than having two Charlies, but they each have their own strengths and weaknesses.
But it's so nice, though. It gives us, there's the one where Bluey keeps trying to explain for Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep saying, what do they say? Find her words?
Yeah, she's having a bad, a hard time finding her words today or something like that.
Yeah. And we will, sometimes we'll look at Charlie and say, hold on a second. Let Cooper find her words.
Mm-hmm.
Let her, and like, they both understand that. And it doesn't hurt Charlie's feelings to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes Cooper feel recognize, and they understand it, and Charlie will then sort of enlist herself in the effort, like yeah. oh, I've got to help Cooper, okay, I got to be quiet and let her, like, this is how I help.
Yeah,
so it's nice. It gives you nice shorthand for mm-hmm. those things.
It's good. Well, I love
it's Bluey. Really great.
I recommend it. Sometimes if I'm just like cleaning around my apartment and I want some background noise, I'll just like turn it on my TV, so it's just kind of on a loop, and you know, it's just something nice and pleasant to have on.
Curl up in your Bluey blanket that
yes,
we got you.
Yes, the Bluey blanket you got me for Christmas that I sleep under every night.
Well, you and Cooper. Cooper has Bluey sheets and comforter too.
So. I love those Bluey sheets.
Well, I am glad we got to talk about Bluey. I know you've been eager to.
I have. If Cooper hadn't wanted to talk about it, I was just going to make you all talk about it. So,
well, excellent. I'm glad we got to. I would highly recommend it, adult or child.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's fun for the whole family.
It's true.
Thank you so much again, everyone listening. This is the end of the drive. It's your last chance to get the gifts, get the mm-hmm. presents. So it's a great time to join. Thank you if you already have. We so appreciate you. We couldn't do this without you. MaximumFun.org/join. That's where you go at $5 a month. Again, all the BOCO, all the bonus content, over 500 hours from all the years, all the shows, $10 a month. The reusable sticker, you can pick whichever show you like. I think the Still Buffering one is really cool. And of course, all the bonus content. And again, there's higher levels. If you're at a point where you want to upgrade your membership, thank you, thank you. We really count on you mm-hmm. to do this and to make our shows better, to make our audio quality better, to everything, to yeah. survive.
So thank you all. It means more than just making podcasts. It is like our whole lives. So thank you.
Absolutely. And we will resume our usual content next week.
And have all three siblings back again in one space at one time, hopefully.
Yes.
Well, and definitely.
My children will probably be at school.
Yeah. Well, tell Cooper I said thank you. I know she's gone before I could thank her for joining us, but she stuck around longer than I thought.
I was hoping for 15 minutes, so I feel pretty good.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Sid.
Oh, thank you. And thank you, listeners. MaximumFun.org. Check it out. MaximumFun.org/join. That's where you got to go right now. And thank you to the Novellas for our theme song, Baby Change Your Mind.
This has been your cross-generational guide to the culture that made us. I'm Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McRoy. And there was a Cooper McRoy.
Yeah. And there will be a Taylor Smurl. So, it's just rotating.
There we go.
Yeah. I am still buffering.
And I am too.
There we go.
Oh, all the cat just climbed on my back. Holy crap.
There's so much happening this week.
It's been a long week.
With Max Fun Drive in the books, we'd like to welcome our new members and say thanks to everyone who's supported us over the years. Welcome. Thanks. And now, on to the sticker sale. A lot of this year's drive gifts and live streams focused on food. We love how food can bring communities together, but not everyone has access to the food they need. So we'll split the proceeds from our sticker sale among 5 U.S. food banks in areas disproportionately affected by poverty. The sale ends Friday, April 14th. Members at the $10 monthly level and above can purchase any stickers they'd like. There's also a special Max Fun sticker featuring Nutsy the Squirrel that all members can purchase. For more info, head to MaximumFun.org/sticker sale. And thanks again for your support.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.